This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
WGR Sports Radio 550 presents.
Captain Optimism is here.
I'm going to get a costume, like a Captain America costume. And I'm going to replace an A with an O.
I feel like you should just get like a terrible like $2 cape that's like red.
and like a cheap little mask.
Sports Talk Saturday.
And just have a piece of paper with Optimism taped on my shirt.
On WGR.
Oh, no. Crazy Derek's coming.
Stop. Wait. Listen to me.
Here I come to save the day.
If he can get, there he goes. We're all right.
Sports Radio 550.
What happened? Friday was a day.
'Twas a day of the week where things happened.
Occurred. A lot
ended up happening here. And like typically you want to try to get warmed up with like the opening banter, nonsense like that. But no, too much happened. Too much happened. We're going right to business. Derek Kramer, Joe Calley here for you on a Sports Talk Saturday. Lovely lineup for you here today as well. We got Joe Yerden joining us at noon to talk not just about what the Sabres did at the trade deadline, but also across the entire National Hockey League. Big names actually got moved around, and it was a really big deal.
Yeah.
And
a fun hockey offseason right away.
Trade deadline.
Probably
one of the best in years.
Yeah, NFL's in the offseason. I got them crossed. The NFL is
in the offseason. The Bills re-signed Terrell Bernard. Several trade targets are getting released.
Mm-hmm.
There are new names, obviously, from where we were a week ago. DK Metcalf, anyone?
Yeah, right. And will Miles Garrett even be able to leave Cleveland?
Yeah.
Like, that's the biggest
question.
And
Jimmy Haslam being the worst.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to start it off right here with something that may sound odd. And I want people to be able to chime in if you are willing. I get that the Buffalo Sabres are hard to talk about. I get that it is hard to want to have a discussion about them. That said, I'm partially hating myself for saying this. I think Kevin Adams did a good job yesterday.
I do too. And I don't think that's a hot take by any means. It's going to be just more, oh, I hate that guy, so I'm not going to say anything nice about him.
You know what I'm saying?
That's where we're at.
Ready? That's how impressive it was that me, an open hater at this point,
mm-hmm.
can say he did a pretty good job.
Yeah, you can give him his
flowers. You got the extensions done for players that you wanted to keep around mm-hmm. in Jordan Greenway and Jason Zucker. You wanted to keep them. You kept them. You got both of them at pretty good average annual value.
Yep. Zucker was a good
Zucker
one.
Was below market value from what I'm seeing.
Yep.
Cool. Awesome.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Good job.
That alone is a good job. It's a seller's market, but if they're not willing to leave and you want to sign them and they want to sign here, get them back in here.
Right.
Those two are...
They're fine without the palm trees.
Those two are middle six
mm-hmm.
to top nine fixtures.
Exactly.
Like Greenway is a prototypical, perfect third line guy. The biggest question is just staying in the dang lineup.
Yep.
Zucker has been everything that Sabres fans have wanted him to be this year.
And more in some cases.
And Sabres fans have wanted Jason Zucker. Like, Sabres Twitter has wanted Jason Zucker since, like, 2018. Maybe yes. even sooner.
Yeah.
So, for him to do this late in his career, hey, what's two more years of Jason Zucker? Give me that lost time that us Sabres fans wanted him in here for.
Mm-hmm. Like, well, and he's producing.
And he's producing well.
Yeah, you can't really argue that at all.
He's a middle sixer. Perfect for you.
You need the depth.
You
right?
need the depth.
And that's where the Sabres have.
Especially someone versatile like Zucker.
Exactly.
He can give you special teams aid. He was the only one scoring power play goals at the start of the year.
Yep.
He was the only one helping you score on your terrible power play this year to start off.
Yeah.
And they were winning games to start the year.
They were. That was before the 13-game slide. But that was a great signing, in my opinion, the extension. Kevin Adams. And that, like we were talking about, there's more, but on that
there
front.
There is more.
On that front.
But just the extensions alone.
Did a great job, in my opinion. And I won't say
trust
it
me when
fully
I,
forgives him, but he did a good job.
Trust me when I say this. Jason Zucker probably gets you a conditional second to first.
Yep.
Kind of like what the Bruins are getting for Brad Marchand. More on that later.
Yeah.
But like it was a total seller's market. Anthony Beauvillier went for a second-round pick. Charlie Coyle went for a second rounder and Casey Middlestat. You telling me Jason Zucker, the way he's been playing this year, wasn't getting you a first?
Yeah.
No way.
Right.
But Adams, A, didn't want to be trading just for picks and being a pure seller. He said that weeks ago on Chilton Bulldog.
They were waiting. He's waiting. He wanted a hockey trade. That's what he wanted.
And he said as much with Mike and Chris a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, perfect. You got the extensions done. That means that these guys aren't playing out the string for the rest of the year for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Palpable keeping. Like, there's palpable value for a couple of years now with these players. You're not just playing them out to end the rest of the year. Good. Eventually, they end up trading Henry Jokiharju for a fourth-round pick. That one was a little surprising that they got a fourth. I'm not going to lie to you. Jokiharju has had his issues, particularly within his own end. And to get something for him is already a net win for me.
Mm-hmm.
You trade Nicholas Aubé-Kubel for Eric Brännström, a once highly touted prospect, by the way. But he's been traded three times this year, by the way.
Yeah.
Kind of that's a rough year for Brännström. I don't know if he'll draw into the NHL lineup at any point this year. But I think he should, and he absolutely could, especially with how, A, the Sabres are dealing with sickness right now, but also, B, the amount of times they've gone 11-7 this year. Mm-hmm. You want that eighth defenseman on your roster.
Right.
But that said, what'd you give up? Nicholas Aubé-Kubel, a player that only played with the Sabres for a pocketful of games this year
due
to injury and then being sent down
mm-hmm.
after the losing streak. And that's it.
Yeah, okay, nothing fine. Memorable. Like, nothing you would hang on to him for.
Ready? Fine. Awesome. You try to get value for a player that, quite frankly, didn't fit here. Good.
Yeah. That's making the most of nothing.
Making the most
point.
Of it. Yeah. At minimum, that's a very good defenseman that you could pair with Ryan Johnson in the AHL.
Mm-hmm.
And then, the big one.
Yeah.
And
what we've actually been on this show mentioning who to part with. If someone came into contact with that, yes.
Let's do something potentially terrible here.
Oh, no.
I'm not going to read verbatim. We're going to access the group chat.
Oh, no.
And the group chat had me heading into the trade deadline Thursday night into Friday morning in a very sour mood.
Mm-hmm.
A, the Sabres had just most recently gotten their teeth kicked in again.
Yeah, by not a great team, but that's neither here nor there.
And you're looking at them and going, okay, great. So not only are they still losing hockey games, I'm being told that J.J. Paterka is on this market now.
Mm-hmm.
Because I openly questioned why that name was even floated out there last week.
Yeah.
And then the name starts being put in there more and more. It does obviously get debunked by some local people. Shout out Chad DeDominicis. Sorry, Chad, for butchering your name there for a second. But Chad did a great job with saying, no, that wasn't really the case.
Right.
And then Kevin Adams himself said, no, he's a core player of ours.
I'm not moving him. That made me feel better. But I was pissed. I'm seeing his name pop up more and more, and I'm like, if he trades Paterka, I'm not guaranteeing my safety as a radio host.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
So we'll frame it like that. I was in a sour mood, dreading the idea of trading J.J. Paterka. The one player out of that trio from the Amerks when it was Krebs, Quinn, and Paterka, the one out of the three that has actually developed into an NHLer, like a full-time top six fixture. You're going to get rid of that one. Are you sure?
Yeah, you're positive on that.
Yeah, so obviously that didn't happen. Instead, it's Dylan Cousins, along with Dennis Gilbert and a second-round pick.
Yeah, who I was fine with parting with.
It is weird how life can change for you in a matter of 2 years.
Just, yeah.
Because 2 years ago, the Sabres were a team ascending, looking like one of the most entertaining teams, up and coming, very fun to watch.
It was unbelievable. The vibes were coming back, and everybody here felt that. Well, thought to be coming back.
And yet, then at the same time, 2 years later, this team is last place in the Eastern Conference. And Dylan Cousins is kind of the player comparison to the team.
Exactly.
Tons of promise, very disappointing. The team, tons of promise,
very disappointing.
Very disappointing.
And Cousins specifically.
Cousins specifically.
Like, it's ridiculous. You look at, it's been really, this is where most Sabres fans will point to. When he got his bell rung and he was in the bubble last season, that's when everything just never came back.
Yes.
But then he goes and plays for Team Canada, and he's lights out. It's Dylan Cousins. That's why can't he do that in a Sabres uniform? And you think, okay, maybe this season he could.
And
nope.
And so he comes back. It's not good. Very, as a matter of fact, not good as being nice.
Yeah.
But Ottawa's taking a chance on. Plays well for Team Canada all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it is a them problem.
Yeah, maybe it's a location issue.
Maybe it's a Sabres issue. And that's a fine risk to take.
Yeah.
But trading Dylan Cousins 2 years ago sitting in this chair would have been sacrilegious.
Oh,
blasphemy.
The city would have, I think, burned down. KeyBank Center would no longer be standing.
Somebody would be getting kicked in the shin.
Yes.
Like, you're trading... 2 years ago, you're trading Dylan Cousins? What the hell?
Yeah, what are you thinking?
What is wrong with you? There better be a great piece coming back. Which, that was the kind of trade I was championing for 2 years ago in the offseason, but you know what?
Neither here nor there.
Well, I'll get to that later, as a matter of fact. There's a lot we can talk about here with the Sabres.
Yeah, there's a ton.
803-0550. 1-888-550-2550 if you want to get on this. I think the Sabres overall did a good job with the trade deadline. If you have some thoughts that you need to vent out about it, here's your chance. When it comes to trading Dylan Cousins, though, 2 years ago, blasphemous, sacrilege. How dare you? And now you actually needed to pair a second-round pick in order to get a player that has a risk of his own. Both teams making a calculated risk here. The Ottawa Senators are banking on that it is a Buffalo Sabres problem.
Mm-hmm.
We see him play for Team Canada. He does well. And it's a world championship, so it's not like an Olympic roster where he's dealing with all-star lineups left and right. Okay, maybe we can do something with this.
Yep.
Maybe there is something there. And the Sabres' risk is within the shoulder of Josh Norris. Norris is a very talented goal scorer. He's a very good player. He cannot stay healthy.
Nope.
He's had three surgeries on the same shoulder. That's tough. Also, docs, what are we doing? How do you have three surgeries on the same shoulder? Do better.
Let's button this up the first time.
Do better.
Yeah.
Yeah, what are we doing the first and second time?
Mm-hmm. I wonder. No, I'm not going to make that joke. Too soon. I was going to say, hopefully the Sabres let him have whatever one he wants, but I'm not going to dig into that hole.
Right, you could, though. You could. You could do it.
If there's a fourth shoulder, don't tell him what procedure he has. Maybe in his case you should, because clearly what's happened the past three times is not holding up.
Yes.
But if that happens, knock on wood. Not doing that, but...
But yes, Norris, Norse's biggest problem is health. He has never played an 82-game season.
No.
He's not even gotten to 70 in a year. And best he did was 2021-22, where he scored 35 goals in 66 games. He's already got 20 this year in 53. And let's make something Labatt crystal clear. This is with Ottawa. Not known to be a bell ringer of a club.
Yeah.
Especially in 2021-22 when he scored 35.
Also, the Senators fans are also... I'm scrolling
through
right now.
They're seemingly pissed.
Because the Sabres tweeted out a video of him walking off the bus at 9:40 this morning. And Locked On Senators... you know Chandler Bing and Friends, when him and Joey separate, he's looking out the window in the rain. That's that gif. It's all these Senators fans saying...
Because he's a talented player.
Yeah, wishing the best. You guys got a good one. You know, like, take care of him, please. He's a special guy.
And Dylan Cousins on his way out. A lot of fans has been vitriol.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, again, that's why I wanted to say what I wanted to say, which was 2 years ago, touching a hair on Dylan Cousins would mean... We are fighting a bear.
Yep.
Let alone Dylan Cousins.
It'd be Cocaine Bear. It would legitimately be that crazy movie.
Whereas Dylan Cousins sees you touch a hair on a teammate, he was the one ready to fight a bear.
Except his captain, unfortunately, the other night.
And that is unfortunately the last image that Sabres fans got of Dylan Cousins was...
Oh, you're right.
He's 3 feet away and Dahlin's getting punched in the face by three different Lightning players, which the Lightning are still low-key a bunch of scuzz buckets. That's neither here nor there.
No.
But the lasting image of Dylan Cousins, the final thing that fans saw out of him, was him not rushing to the aid of his captain.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's funny what 2 years can do.
Yeah. Yeah. So. I remember that. I remember him getting his extension being like, we got our... Him, Thompson, this is awesome.
Yeah.
And then...
You have your core.
Yep. And then he just never, like I said, since the bubble helmet, I feel like that's the benchmark of when he was not Dylan Cousins anymore.
And that is the biggest deal of what Kevyn Adams did this deadline.
Mm-hmm.
You can have an extension and poor play can get you still jettisoned out of the squad.
Yeah. And no one can sit there and say to Kevyn
that
Adams
tells
now,
you,
he's
afraid to trade those guys. Nobody is truly safe.
No, nobody's safe.
If you're going to play yourself off the roster, it's going to happen. We'll get connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We go to Tyler in Lancaster. How you doing? Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday.
Thank you very much. Welcome to the weekend.
As always.
Gentlemen, thank you for taking my call. You know, I'm going to say something. This is my opinion. I think Lindy Ruff should be the GM for the Sabres next season.
Tyler, I appreciate the call. I don't think Lindy would be good for an executive role, mostly because not many coaches are. Coaches are typically coaches. As a matter of fact, I can point to the most recent example of a great NHL head coach who is floundering in his foray as a general manager, Barry Trotz with the Nashville Predators.
Oh, yeah.
They're only one of the worst teams in hockey.
Mm-hmm.
Not just the Eastern Conference, in hockey. They're worse than the last place in the East Sabres. By a good margin, too. So, I appreciate it. That's just, no. And again, this pains me to say it, but keep going while the iron's hot. And that becomes the biggest criticism to me of Kevyn Adams is this. Learn to strike when the iron's hot. Learn to strike when you have to. He even said in his, you know, in his
little
pool
press,
reporters yesterday that he does lament that he didn't make a move during the losing streak.
Yeah.
So it's timing. Now we got to work on your timing.
That's the biggest criticism.
Because when you actually make deals, Adams, they're not bad overall.
Mm-hmm.
He does a pretty good job, actually.
Yeah.
Like, the McLeod for Savoy trade.
considering what you want to do as a team and as a roster moving forward, that was a great trade. Yeah, Malenstein for a second. Sometimes you got to stub your toe. But moving Joakim Haru for a fourth, great job. Mittelstadt for Byram. Casey's already on his third NHL club now.
Yep. You sold high on Mittelstadt because the value immediately toppled after that.
That said, Byram has kind of collapsed without Dahlin.
A little bit.
So it's looking like he's a Dahlin merchant right now, and who isn't?
Well, you're playing with one of the better defensemen in the NHL. So who isn't? Like Owen Power's a Dahlin merchant as well when they're paired up.
Yeah,
so
everyone
it's like,
is.
What are you going to do? Anyone could be.
I can escape with a plus one with Rasmus Dahlin.
Yeah.
As my D partner. I'd have to jump on the ice as he's on a rush and they score a goal.
Yeah. Right.
I can't stay for long.
No.
But that would get me a plus one.
You're not wrong. I was thinking you were going to.
No, I'm not bragging about anything.
I was like, no shot.
I'm poo.
Because I know you're not that kind of guy. I was like, no shot he's going to sit here and say,
I am poo.
He could play in an NHL roster.
No way.
It's just the shift change and Dahlin scores. And you're like, oh, yes. I'm out on the ice when it happens.
I get to do the NHL 94 celebration coming off the bench.
Yes.
Like that's how. That's how you get away with it. That's why I said it was a plus stat, not like an assist or anything.
Understood. I gotcha.
I had to use the cheapest ploy to do it. But that says a lot about Rasmus Dahlin.
Mm-hmm.
Byram has been not great, but as of today, the Buffalo Sabres will have gotten more games played and time of service out of Bowen Byram than the Avalanche did out of Casey Mittelstadt. And I'm not convinced that Byram is going to stick around long-term with this team. But, again, he did see that Mittelstadt was not going to fit with the Sabres. He trades the then-leading scorer of the team last year. And it kind of worked.
Mm-hmm.
It is starting to look more like a meh-meh trade instead of a win-win, as you want teams to actually have.
Mm-hmm. I think you have time, though. I think there's time for
Byram to recover. That's the thing. For Casey Mittelstadt in Colorado, it's already too late. It's gone.
Mm-hmm. From that point of it, you already look like you're on the winning end of it.
Yes.
But
in terms of games played, you will have won.
Yeah.
You will have won.
And I don't think it's out of the question.
And
of
it's not about winning trades.
Back.
It's about making teams better. That is kind of the end-all, be-all here. But
yeah. And I think Byram will bounce back. If I had to put money on it, I would say I think he would.
And that's my thing. When he makes moves, Adams does do a good job. It's about when. You got to learn when to strike now. Because for me, it is still 2023 offseason when the iron was hot. That was the time to go and do something.
100% because all the players were 1 point
you
out.
You also had all the picks and prospects.
Yes! You had the number one prospect pool in the NHL.
And you were loaded with picks as well.
Yeah.
That was the time to strike, and they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
That will always irritate me.
Yeah, the inactivity of that point really is frustrating. Looking back on it, it's one of the more frustrating things of his tenure.
And if this deadline is showing that Adams understands...
Well, he's clearly taking the criticism if he's addressing it.
But if there's a difference between taking the criticism and then doing something about it.
Mm-hmm.
If this is him turning that corner, I don't hate his track record with actual moves that he's made.
No, and that's been the saving grace, right?
You look back at things. That is how you keep your job.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, we've said it. He's managing the team like he has a job next season. That's why, I think, because look at his drafting history, right?
And
minus the Beck Malenstein thing, which still, that's the more frustrating part of it. His drafting hasn't been bad either.
Exactly.
And it's like, you look at it, you're like, okay, yeah, the lack of activity in bad times and the timing of his moves are kind of meh and need work. But if he's acknowledging that and you start seeing that change, there's no reason he shouldn't be the GM.
If he's taking action on it, that's a different story.
Yeah.
And that's a bigger deal.
Right.
So this offseason, you still have a lot to do. I mean, you don't not do anything after finishing last in the East.
You think we get one more season with Ruff? Do you think he finishes out his deal?
I think he does.
I wish they'd let him pick his own coaching staff, though.
I do wish they were let...
That's where I'm most frustrated,
They need to reset the entirety of the assistant bench.
The ESPN commentator was ripping the defensive staff the other night.
Yeah.
That's because
Marty Walford's
clearly showing a track record of not doing the greatest job.
Right.
And finally for me, for this segment, is this. You have a lot that you have to do still. There is a very much noteworthy Bills fan who would be able to play nearby his hometown of Toronto without the pressure of the Toronto media, becoming an unrestricted free agent at the end of the season.
Oh, yes. Yes, you're right. Oh, my gosh.
I included that as a checkmark for, quote-unquote, doing something. So, this trade deadline leaves me encouraged. And I'm not going to say that that's a popular opinion. I'm saying it's something to put in your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
I'm encouraged. And that is something I have not really felt for this general manager in a while. Let's see what they got. 803-0550 is the number to call. How you feeling about the Sabres with the trade deadline? Bills re-signed Terrell Bernard.
Mm-hmm.
The Raiders trading for Geno Smith.
Yeah, Pete Carroll wants his boy back. That's
moves are a moving along.
Yeah.
Yesterday was a busy day.
Offseason's chugging for the NFL, and the NHL's cooking right now at the trade deadline. So,
and we'll talk more about the NHL trade deadline as a whole from the league with Joe Yurden at noon here on WGR.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late, 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
You evaluate that as you go and you say, okay, like what's working, what's not working, and you can't be afraid of making changes. You can't be afraid of making big trades. And I'd be lying if I didn't say part of the reason that you were really open to a big trade is how the season's gone. But these are hard trades to make. We trade out good players, and you know we're excited about the return. But these are hard days. But at the end of the day, when I kind of get to this point, I'm talking to you guys, I feel like we accomplished our goal coming into the trade deadline period of, you know, making our team better.
Sabres general manager Kevin Adams, not afraid to make a big deal. And, you know, I've seen bigger. But I don't think overall it was a bad day from him. And like part of my pride as a hater has to swallow that. That's good though. I should swallow my pride in that sort of thing. That said, he still has a lot of work to do. You don't finish in last place in the Eastern Conference.
No.
And sit on your hands.
They're inactive this offseason.
The cries are coming back.
Yeah, coming back.
And stronger.
Yeah.
So there is still more that he has to do. Absolutely got to make sure that I say that 1,000%.
Yeah, not all is forgiven.
But that said, yesterday wasn't bad. Josh Norris could be a very interesting player if he stays healthy. Because I got fun stats here for you, Joe. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Because who doesn't like fun with stats? Fun with numbers. Something that we all love to do here. We all love to have fun with numbers. Dylan Cousins and Josh Norris. Despite the fact that Cousins began his career after Josh Norris, and he joined the team as a 19-year-old, Norris got his NHL debut at age 20 and he only played for 3 games. Cousins has played in 341 games. Norris has played in 236. Again, there's a major risk with the injury issues. He's got to be able to stay on the ice. Josh Norris does. But Josh Norris has 13 more goals than Dylan Cousins. In less than 100 games. And here's a really fun one. TSN was kind of like waxing poetic about how physical Dylan Cousins is. Josh Norris has 4 more hits than Cousins in his career. In 100 less games.
Wow.
So, I don't know what TSN's trying to sell Ottawa fans on. But it's not the physicality for Dylan Cousins.
Nope.
So maybe back off of that a little bit. Because Josh Norris is willing to bring the body too, it looks like. At least on the median amount. This year, 148 to 133 in favor of Cousins for hits, but still. Something that I see to be encouraging is that you're not really losing much physicality. You're getting a much better faceoff performer and a more talented goal scorer. Give me that. Every time. Ottawa's taking the risk on it was a Buffalo problem with Cousins. If the downward trajectory continues, Ottawa loses this, and that's an albatross contract.
Yep. I'm watching a video of Cousins walking into the facility right now.
As for Norris, it's about staying healthy. And that's the obvious risk that the Sabres are taking in.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to see how this develops.
It's going to draw a lot of attention, especially, you know, Kevin Adams' future feelings, right? Like,
yes.
From the fans, how this works out is going to really induce the feeling of whether they like it or not. And hopefully it's not a Bo and Byram where there's a slump, and hopefully it just kind of, you know, falls into place. But it's going to definitely be, I'm excited to watch. It begins tonight, technically, right?
Yes.
I don't know how much playing time he'll have, but
he's already on power play one.
Yeah. So maybe we get a power play goal out of him. I know Bo Byram scored in his first game as a Sabre. So does that trend continue? So we'll see.
He's already at 20 goals this year.
Yeah.
So I'm very interested to see what happens here. 803-0550, the number to call. Bill in Buffalo, how you doing? Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday.
I'm doing good. I think by next year, people will be regretting this trade.
Okay.
I think Cousins will come back to about 25 to 30 goal score. And, you know, one thing they don't say about Cousins, this has been his best year for blocks, hits, and his faceoff percentage. So he has improved there.
Bill, I appreciate that. I don't know how much it's going to be a regret, though. Because Dylan Cousins has only that one year where he scored more than 20 goals. And Norris is already there for the second time.
Right.
He has a 30-goal season in his pocket. And Norris is already way better at faceoffs than Cousins ever has been.
Yeah.
He brings up the faceoffs. Dylan Cousins, you're absolutely right, Bill. It's a career high for him. It's also only 50.6. Josh Norris has yet to have a year where his faceoff percentage is below 51%. So I'll take the guy that's already better at faceoffs, especially when I have a power play that seems to lose almost every faceoff. Paul Hamilton has said it year in and year out. They need centers that can win the draw more consistently so they can set up the power play.
Mm-hmm.
Again, Norris has yet to dip under 51%. Cousins' career high is 50.6. The draw is not where you're losing this trade. And we'll see. He might be right. Bill, you might be right. We might be regretting this.
I mean, that's a risk-reward with any trade.
Look at the trade with Mittelstadt and Byram. Nobody is happy at the current moment.
No.
And Colorado already gave up on their asset.
Yeah, they parted ways. That was a quick experiment, and it failed.
So it could be one of those things where you don't know what's going to happen.
I think you're just going to have to wait and see, but I'm optimistic, you know, at this point. I think there was voodoo surrounding Cousins.
Absolutely.
So I think you might have had to make a switch no matter what. And
also Adams, send a message to the locker room.
Yeah, and Adams, like you just said, nobody is inexpendable, right? Like, nobody is safe. And if you are not producing, you will be moved on from, even with an extension.
And that will include the general manager if he does not do enough to shake things up more in the offseason.
Setting the precedent for himself and the team. So,
yes.
There you go.
We'll keep going here. Kyle in Buffalo, how you doing? Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday.
Good, how are you?
Oh, we're hanging in. What you got?
I think that's a pretty good old-fashioned hockey trade as long as Norris stays healthy. Like, I think my biggest problem with Adams is he didn't address what led to Dylan Cousins' downfall. I mean, the kid took a beating, and we have no toughness on his team still. And he shipped out Gilbert, the one guy that will actually step in and do something when he needed. So I like the trade. Mm-hmm. I think Adams has to do more to, you know, I'm not saying go get a goon, but you got to have somebody out there that can handle themselves and maybe make these kids play a little bigger than what they are. It helps.
Yeah, no, Kyle, you're right. And I will say one thing. One person that you can always take solace in with a little bit of the nastiness is the captain. It's Darlene.
Yeah, but one guy's not going to do it.
You are right. But
I think they could have. I would have took a flyer. I don't know what he's got left. I would have took a flyer on Ryan Reeves just for the hell of it till the end of the year.
Mm-mm.
Just to see if he's healthy. You need somebody out there. Like a kid like Kulik's taking, you know, they're going to take liberties with a kid like Kulik.
Yeah.
Some kids in Rochester coming up. You know, a kid like maybe Owen Power plays a little bigger.
I will say.
A little protection out there.
I will say, you do have an overall point, Kyle.
They need to play bigger.
They need to play bigger, but getting a guy that plays like less than 8 minutes in a night,
because he can't play hockey anymore is not the call. So there's a lot more that has to be done. Yeah. Everyone's thinking the same thing, though. A lot more still has to be done.
This is a step forward in good faith.
Yes.
Like, that's what this is. And I do agree.
It's interesting.
It's a good old-fashioned hockey trade, and that's what Adams numerous times, whether it's on this station or elsewhere, has said he's waiting for.
That's waiting for the hockey trade. The thing he wanted to do this year.
Because even last year, Byram for Mittelstadt,
that's a hockey trade.
That's a hockey trade.
It's like, a one-for-one.
He hasn't traded, unless it's a hockey trade, in the season, I should say. The whole Beck Malenstein thing I'm not going to go for.
He did do a little bit of a buyer's move with the McLeod.
A touch, McLeod, but still.
I need to see him do a big buyer
the
move.
The majority of his moves have been hockey trades.
Ready? Encourage me. It. Make the big buy move.
Yeah.
You did the big sell moves within your career already.
Mm-hmm.
They've been a
big buy move, honestly.
They've been soul crushing.
And that's the thing we've talked about.
But usually big sell moves are soul crushing.
Yeah. But you need the big buy move because you need more in the... I think you need that. It's tough.
Give me the other side.
You need a star of some kind.
Yes.
And I think you got a big buy. You got to do it. Yes. And I think they will at some point. They're going to have to. If they want to start winning hockey games, they're going to have to.
Stop hitting me with the blunt side of the katana. Slash the opponent for once.
Exactly. Yes.
Stop hitting him with the blunt side. It's not cutting.
Yeah. Hitting him with the handle on the side of the temple.
Make the big slash.
Yeah.
Make the big cut. Do it. So that's the thing I'm excited about the most is you've given me an encouraging sign as a general manager that you can do this. Strike while the iron's hot. Strike when opportunity asks of it to happen. Give me that big buy move. I need it. I need it, and I think I'm not the only one to say that. But yes,
oh
no,
boy.
The Ryan Reeves...
Greg Thompson.
Oh, boy.
Cover one.
What's he got?
Per WUFO Sports, Mookie Hawkins.
Mook. What's he got?
There's an Elam trade in the works. I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know if it's done.
A.O.?
Nothing confirmed. All these comments are funny. 2033 eighth round draft pick. Like,
oh, man.
The comments are funny.
Come on.
It's not.
Come on.
It's not 100% confirmed, or it was not true. So we're going to see.
Yes.
But it's a source. It's Mookie, so we got to see.
Yeah.
Elam to Panthers 14 minutes ago. So that's what we're waiting for right now.
I mean, that connection is there.
Well.
So we'll see what happens.
The Panthers of the AFC East with coaching staff, managing everything. That's been the running joke,
We'll see what Mookie is working on there and see if the Bills have something to announce today. About a possible trade with Kyrie Elam. I would imagine you're not getting much because you're selling at the lowest point of his value, but still is something interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. We're just waiting on confirmation. That's all. So we'll see.
We'll see what we got. 803-0550. We've gotten a couple callers about the trade deadline. Overall, I think it was a positive experience. What do you think? We can go ahead and keep going with that. Pat, I see you there. Stay there. We'll get to you on the other side here. Yes, that would mean even dealing with pushing a little bit of the booty cheek of the week down down the path. Mm-hmm. Joe Yurton at noon. This is WGR. We got some breaking stuff here.
And no, it's not Kyrie Elam going to the Panthers, because that's not happening as of right now.
As of right now, no. Mookie Hawkins heard something, and we kind of all jumped the gun.
Everyone did. Mm-hmm.
Including you.
Including me. I'm taking the bullet. I'm going
down.
But
here's one for you from ESPN's Adam Schefter.
Okay.
Another big deal in Buffalo. Former first-round pick Greg Rousseau and the Bills reaching an extension agreement today. 4 years, $80 million. $54 million guaranteed per Adam Schefter. So the Bills getting the third extension done.
Yeah, and that opens up some cap space in less than I probably would have anticipated money-wise for Greg Rousseau. I'm not going to lie to you.
And more importantly, that's another one of the big five on the checklist.
Yeah.
Done yesterday, Bernard. Done. The first one, Shakir.
I wonder
done
if we'll get a...
Reportedly today, Rousseau.
Rousseau.
What's left on that big five? Christian Benford, James Cook. Cook, who has been the most public about the extension talks.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens there. But that said, There it is. Adam Schefter saying that the Bills extending Greg Rousseau 4 years, $80 million in total with $54 million guaranteed.
Yeah, I'm happy with that. I think that was good for the team and Rousseau. I thought he would get more. I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
It's a lesser number, which is good for the cap. So I'm all for that. And if he's been such a difference maker. He's had his ups and downs, don't get me wrong. Like, he's not a Myles Garrett, right? Like, he's not. But if he continues to, I guess, how do I want to put this? Not develop, because I think he is very developed. But if he continues to add on to his performance from this season, I'm more than happy with that number.
That said, man, you got to have a better last showing of the season than exactly. You did against Kansas City.
Kansas City, then that's the benchmark, right? It's like when we were just talking about Dylan Cousins. Your last view of Dylan Cousins is watching Rasmus Dahlin get railed, right? And it's like, yeah, no. But your last view of Greg Rousseau is not being able to get to Patrick Mahomes and watching the Eagles
and
do with
crashing
four in the
edge
Super Bowl.
Down instead of setting it.
Yep.
Like he usually does.
Well,
that's the other thing.
All season.
It was uncharacteristic of Rousseau to have crashed the edge down instead of setting it.
Exactly. And if they couldn't set the edge right away at the start, they always figured out a way to do it at some point in the game. I remember sitting there with Seattle. They couldn't set the edge to start, and then they ended up doing so. But I don't know. I'm happy with that. I think that's good.
As you can see, we had to push Booty Cheek of the Week, which is perfectly fair. Probably have that at the bottom of the next hour. So one hour from now.
Yes.
Pat and Clarence, I promised you. And real quick, we got to get to you because we've got Joe Yurden coming up at noon. So what you got for us?
Well, I just wanted to say I'm really happy that they got rid of Cousins. I think he was not the player he was a couple of years ago. After he got ragdolled by Hathaway of the Flyers, I mean, his physical game and his confidence, utmost, seemed to have disappeared right after that game. He's not the same guy that scored 31 goals or whatever. He just isn't. So I think it was time to move on from him. So I'm really happy with that. And as far as Elam goes, I hope they get rid of him, and I hope I'm a little disappointed on Greg Rousseau. I think we could have found somebody better than him. I think he's okay, but we need to step up on the defensive end side of the ball.
Thank you, Pat. I appreciate that. Wide ranging.
Yeah. He's not wrong about the Rousseau take, though. I think it's going to be a 50-50 split.
They're not done, though.
No, they're not done. But what I'm saying is, people are going to say that right now, I think, because of the final image, as we said, of his season, which Kansas City couldn't set the edge. So
yeah.
that's resonating in everyone's heads right now with this extension.
Exactly. But hey, you know what? It's a good player, though, and you need a group in order to get a good pass rush, and I think that he is probably the best piece that you're going to have on the current roster.
Mm-hmm.
So there's your encouraging sign. All right. Coming up next, we talk more about the Sabres at the trade deadline and the NHL trade deadline as a whole. Why? We flashed the noted jerk signal because in comes Joe Yurden at the top of the hour here on Sports Talk Saturday. This is WGR.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.